supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about to enjoy worship. Salamu alaikum. Today, Tuesday, is the 21st of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verses 17 to 18 of chapter Az-Zumar from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. والذين اجتنبوا الطاغوت أن يعبدوها وأنابوا إلى الله لهم البشرى فبشر عباد.
But those who have avoided طاغوت, lest they worship it, and turned back to Allah, for them are good tidings. So give good tidings to my servants.
الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب.
Who listen to speech and follow the best of it, those are the ones Allah has guided, and those are people of understanding.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the characteristics of sincere believers and God's servants is their avoidance from false deities, since it is a prelude to attentiveness to Allah. These verses compare and contrast biased and obdurate polytheists for whom hellfire is in store with trust-seeking servants of Allah. It is worthy of note that worshipping taghut and oppression is not restricted to bowing down and prostration in worship, but it includes any kind of obedience as well.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
We want to speak about to enjoy worship. Muslims consider their earthly existence as temporary and prepare for the real life ahead, the eternal life of the hereafter. As Allah clearly states in the Holy Quran, He creates death and life to test you as to which of you is best indeed. Chapter 67, verse 2. Salvation in Islam is connected with doing good deeds and refraining from bad ones. One who excels in goodness will be rewarded generously, but one whose evils outweigh his virtues will be punished. The fear of accountability and hope for Allah's mercy in the afterlife inspires Muslims to be merciful of Allah in their daily lives, encouraging them to more fully worship Him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, today we are going to talk about how we can enjoy our worship and the acts of worship. So the person should think that he is in prayer and he should try to remove the scattered thoughts from his mind. He should be determined to be careful during the prayers, and if any other thought come to him as soon as he realizes it, he should try to free himself from the trap of those thoughts. Are again among other factors that actually helps the person to find this beauty and sweetness of the prayers. It is also very useful to understand the joy of worship, the pleasure of worship. What has been said in the recommendations of the Islamic scholars that they usually focus on obliging ourselves to some acts of arba'in, that is to perform one act of worship for 40 consecutive days. For example, to ask ourselves to perform, for example, 40 times of Salatul Ja'far. Salat is a recommended prayer that you can easily find that in Mafatihul Jinan. So obliging ourselves to perform it for 40 consecutive days is among the one actual factors that is usually recommended by the scholars of Akhlaq to taste the beauty of the beauty and joy of worship.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's special, which tells you know your limits. When it comes to worship, it is also necessary to know our limits. We don't have to do everything on the list. If it's easy for you to fast, then you can keep several sunnah fasts throughout the month or year. However, if fasting is really difficult for you, maybe you can find another form of worship that brings you closer to Allah. Maybe you can give extra charity, or it is easy for you to wake up at night for prayer. Know yourself. Know what you can do to become more beloved to our merciful Lord. You don't have to overburden yourself with those sunnah acts of worship that bring difficulty to you. Now it's time to look at a way to get closer to Allah, and that is increasing remembrance and worshiping of Allah. In chapter 29 of the Holy Quran, verse 45, Allah says, "Recite what is sent of the book by inspiration to thee, and establish a regular prayer. For prayer restrains from shameful and unjust deeds. And remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life without doubt. And Allah knows the deeds that you do." Not only should we establish regular prayers, we should do extra prayers beyond what is obligatory, or nawafil prayer or deeds. Allah tells us that those who do nawafil prayers will be able to do great things. And if we ask for something, He will give it to us and protect us. Glorify Allah with dhikr after your prayer and make dua or supplications every time you want to talk. Allah will always listen when others won't. Open your heart to Him and glorify Him and make istighfar or repentance regularly. When you are in sujood or prostrating in your prayers, let it all out. Cry if you feel the need to and stay in that position. As long as you need to, Allah listens to His believers in sujood and He's ever most merciful. You will start to see a change in your life and more closeness to Him.
day a man comes to Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and he asks him. He says, what is the nature of this God that you describe? Tell me about God. So the Imam says to him, he says, have you ever been on a boat, a ship, sailing on the water? He says, yes. He said, have you ever been on a damaged boat? He said, yeah, I've been on a damaged boat. He said, have you been on a boat that is so damaged that it could not be repaired and it could not be towed and you could not swim to safety if it drowned? He said, yes. He says, I've been in a situation like that. He said, then what do you call on, or who do you call on in that moment? He said, what you call on or who you call on at that moment where you have no other options in front of you. You know that no mortal being can come to your aid. That is God for you. So whatever the person yearns for, whatever their heart calls for at the times of desperation, at times of need, that is that person's God. It's what they've devoted themselves to. It's what they worship. See, the Quran gives us an example, and that is the example of Fir'aun. What did Fir'aun say, or what did he profess at the time of his death? Chapter 10, verses 90 and 92 say the following. He said, قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُوا إِسْرَائِيلِ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Finally, as he was crossing the sea, and as the waves came crashing down on him, he professed for the first time in his life, he said, I believe. But what did he say, I believe in? Even the sentence of I believe was incomplete. He didn't say, La ilaha illallah. He said, Amantu annahu, I believe that there is, La ilaha illalladhi amanat bihi banu Israel. There is no God except for the one that Banu Israel is worshipping. Whatever they're worshipping, it's working for them. It'll probably work for me too. It was not from a place of sincerity. He could not even say the word Allah. He could not even say the word Allah.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, I mean, enjoying worshipping Allah, on the next episode of today's special. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
So far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every breath I take.
Food for thought.
Hello, everyone. Let us reflect on what the Holy Prophet's divinely designated heir, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, has said about prosperity in life and salvation in afterlife. Charity is an effective cure, and the actions of people in their present life will be before their eyes in their next life. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and a very interesting hadith, which has been transmitted from, if you believe it or not, from the 12th Imam, Imam Zaman, alayhi salam. This hadith is about the lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. Just by way of passing, we can say that this hadith has been narrated in the famous book of Traditions, Bihar al-Anwar, in volume 53, page 180. As you know, we are currently in the Ayyam Fatimiya. These are the days in which the followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, and also all of the people who are fond of that noble household, regardless of the sect to which they adhere to, mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the noble lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. Because as you know, these days fall between 2 days. And for each day, there is a tradition in which it has been narrated that that noble lady was martyred and she passed away on that day. For this reason, we mourn her martyrdom in these days. In this beautiful hadith, the 12th Imam, alayhi salam, he mentions something interesting regarding that noble lady. He says, in the person of the daughter of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, there is an example. It is a good example for me. The word that he uses is uswatun hasana, which roughly translates as a good model for me, or to translate it loosely, the Lady Fatima is a good role model for me. I find in her being, in her actions, in her mannerisms, a good model that I can follow and I can adopt. And this is very interesting because, you know, this is, you know, obviously the 12th Imam, the Imam of our time, who is speaking about, you know, his grandmother and saying that, you know, she has, you know, her actions, her life, the way she was, it's a good model for me. And this is a man, again, this is a man speaking about a woman. And this is interesting because in the Holy Quran, we read something similar regarding some of the noble ladies, such as the Lady Mary, who, or the wife of Pharaoh. In the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, surely and verily God gives a good example for those who believe in the wife of the Pharaoh, and which implies that the wife of the Pharaoh, as you know, she was a noble lady, a believer, and God Almighty says that her person is a good example for alladhina amanu, all of the believers, regardless of whether they are women or men, whoever they are, her life, and noble ladies like the Lady Fatima, their lives, their being, there are examples for all of us, not just for women. We usually think of these noble ladies as being good examples for women, whereas in reality, they are good examples for all of us. We could all learn good things from them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha, in the words of Imam al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Habibullah Fasihzada and we have brothers Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, and Ali Nasir in our today's class in Let's Recite the Qur'an-i Kareem. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 87 and Ayah 88, two verses from Surah Al-An'am on page 138. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, along with our brothers here, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, and Fawad, let's move on. First, listen to the recitation, and then inshallah we'll continue our class. Ready?
Yes.
Let's listen, everyone.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa min abaihim wa dhurriyatihim wa ikhwanihim wajtabainahum wa hadainahum وهديناهم إلى صراط مستقيم ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء من عباده ولو أشركوا لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعملون.
Nice recitation. Nice recitation. Ayah 87 and 88. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in these two verses, and then we'll move on to the Tajweed rules and the recitation. But make sure you refer to the Tafasir books, okay, for what?
Yes.
Brothers, learn more, inshallah, the details, because we'll have a short explanation. We don't have much time. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَإِخْوَانِهِمْ وَاجْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ
مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
And from among their fathers, their descendants, and brethren, we chose them and guided them to a straight path. Then in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. I'm reading without the Tajweed rules. يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. That is Allah Almighty's guidance. With it, with that guidance, He, Allah Almighty, guides whomever He, Allah Almighty, wishes of His servants. وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا But were they to ascribe any partners, if they commit shirk, the ones that Allah Almighty has guided them. Okay, I will explain who. But if they, in case, God forbid, they ascribe any partners to Allah, they commit shirk, what they used to do would not avail them. لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Whatever good deeds they had done will be vanished. Alright? So, in the first ayah 87, actually, you remember in the previous sessions we were talking about the prophets? Huh?
Yes.
Prophets after Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, before him. Huh? Different prophets, we mentioned the names. So this ayah also continues. Allah Almighty says, وَمِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَإِخْوَانِهِمْ وَجَتَبَيْنَاهُمْ وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ. From their, among their fathers, the fathers of the prophets, their descendants, the children of the prophets, okay? Allah Almighty says, we chose them and we guided them. This doesn't mean that Allah Almighty, whomever He wishes, He guides. No, based on wisdom, based on the knowledge that Allah Almighty has, okay? So, look, it's not good to make examples, but just to make it clear, I make this example. For example, there are five people there. You want to hire, for example, one of them for your company. Okay, so these five people, they are different people. One of them has a PhD in what you need, okay? A PhD of the faculty that you need, for example. The other one has masters. The other one has also, three of them, for example, have PhDs. But the two of them, they don't have any studies. They don't have any what? Any educational background. So, but you need educated people. So which one of them do you choose for your company? Huh? The ones that have PhDs and they're knowledgeable, or the ones who don't?
The educational ones.
The educated people, of course. Okay? So this is just an example. I'm sorry to make that, but no way to not to mention, just to make it clear, okay? So Allah Almighty, whatever Allah Almighty does is based on wisdom, based on knowledge. So Allah Almighty knows this person. If, for example, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, this person can do what I aiming. Okay? He can accept the responsibility of prophethood. He deserves to be the prophet. Allah Almighty blesses them to be their prophet, to be the Allah Almighty's prophet. Okay? In Dua Nudba, we have a lot of great teachings about وَعَلِمْتَ مِنْهُمُ الْوَفَاءَ بِهِ. Imam alayhi salam says that you know that these people will be loyal to your objectives, will be loyal to your mission, okay? They will accept and they can do this. Allah Almighty know these things, okay, in them. فَقَبِلْتَهُمْ وَقَرَّبْتَهُمْ Then you accepted them and you chose them as your prophets. Next one, Allah Almighty says that we chose them and we guided them to a straight path. You look, a straight path. This is the path of Allah Almighty. It means all the prophets from Adam alayhi salam, Prophet Adam alayhi salam, to Prophet Khatam alayhi salam. All of them were on the right path of Allah, and that's all. There's no other way. Do the prophets have their own way of guidance?
No.
Their own path?
No.
They are all on the right path, Allah Almighty's path. That's all. ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ This is the guidance of Allah Almighty. It means there is no other guidance accepted. There is no other guidance that can help you. Only the guidance of Allah Almighty.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Yes. Let's move on to the tajwidals. Okay. All right?
Yes.
Let's recite a salawat before. Everyone. Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
So, very simple and easy tajweed rules we have in this ayah. First, وَمِنْ آبَائِهِمْ No changes to the noon sakin, okay? وَمِنْ آبَائِهِمْ There is no changes. But the word آبَاء has a mad. The mad is wajib to extend because the alif mad, آبَاء and the hamza, I, آبَائِهِمْ They both are in One word. Aba'a means the fathers. Wa min aba'ihim. Extend the mad. Wa dhurriyatihim. Dhurriyatihim. The alif mad. Wa ikhwanihim. The alif mad again. So pronounce the letter dhal correctly. Hamza and ha. Right? Any other letters here? Kha, huh? The letter kha.
Yes.
Yeah. Wajtabaynahum. So, Hassan, you have told us about the sila and jim, these two stopping signs in the previous sessions. Once more, let's review them. What does the sila sign tell us?
The silat sign tells us that it's better to continue here, but you can still stop here.
All right. So remember this, that if you see that sign in one of the verses on the top of any words, that tells you you can make a pause here. But better to continue. Better to continue reading. So what does that jim say in the next ayah we have? مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ On the top, you have a jim, little jim.
This jim tells us that it's optional to continue or to pause here.
All right, it's optional. Good job. So, thank you, Hassan. وَمِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَإِخْوَانِهِمْ وَاجْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ Fawad, could you tell us about this jim which appears sakin here? وَاجْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ
Sir, it's one of the Qutbijat letters, which means if these letters are sakin, you should produce a bouncing sound with them.
All right, so Qutbijat letters. I didn't know, sir. Count them.
Qaf.
Qaf.
Ta.
Ta.
Ba.
Ba.
Jim.
Jim.
And Dal.
Dal. Fawad has put them in together and made a word, yeah?
Yes.
Qutb Jad. Okay. So thank you, Fawad. So this means whenever one of these letters appears sakin in the word, when you want to read them, pronounce an echoing sound or a bouncing sound with them. Waj. Not waj. Not like other letters. Pronounce a bouncing sound with them. وَجْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ Right? وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. How do you read that, Hussein? صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. That correct?
صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
You merge tin with mim.
Yes.
صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You can extend the sound at the end. مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
Yes.
Good. Next ayah, ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ. The word Allah, the letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily because of the...
Heavy pronoun.
It's pronounced heavily. Why?
Because
of the heavy vowel.
We have letter. A fatha sound before. Huda. Huda Allah. Dal has a fatha sound. Whenever you have dal. Fatha sound or dhamma sound right before the word Allah, pronounce the letter lam in the word Allah with a heavy sound. Allah. Huda Allah. But if you have kasra, read it with an a sound. Bismil.
La.
La. ذلك هدى الله يهدي به. Make an extension of two beats. من يشاء. The same as صراطم. You merge them. من يشاء من عباده. يشاء. The mad is wajib. The same as آبائهم. لحبط عنهم. Merge them. ما كانوا يعملون. Very simple. لَحَبِطَ, pronounce the ta correctly, and ha also. Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir, our brothers and sisters who are listening, let's practice the recitation. We have learned the tajweed moves. Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ومن آبائهم وذرياتهم وإخوانهم.
ومن آبائهم وذرياتهم وإخوانهم.
واجتبيناهم وهديناهم إلى صراط مستقيم.
واجتبيناهم وهديناهم إلى صراط مستقيم.
ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء من عباده.
ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء من عباده.
ولو أشركوا لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعملون.
ولو أشركوا لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعملون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Allah bless you, inshallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us with IRB English Radio. Allah bless you. Stay with IRB English Radio in the coming sessions. Inshallah, we will be here again with you. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به.
هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran. And we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we said that in the supplications, there are some practical and ethical instructions mentioned in the supplications, and this is a fact which is not deniable. Of course, we refer to some of the most important concepts mentioned in the different parts of supplications, specifically Sahifatu Sajjadiyya, and one of the things that we were discussing was the fact of the government of the Muslims. We said some of the rules Imam Sajjad alayhi salam mentioned in the formation of supplications regarding the organization of the government of the Muslims. But the point is that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in supplication of the beginning, asks Allah for a pious government. Allahumma inna narghabu ilayka fi dawlatin kareema. O Allah, we are looking forward to an honorable state in which you glorify Islam, tu'izzu biha al-Islam wa ahla and its people, and degrade hypocrisy and its people, tudhillu biha an-nifaq wa ahla wa taj'aluna fiha min ad-du'ati ila ta'atik wal qadati ila sabilik. So you make us among those who invite to your obedience and guide to your path. So this is the point. This is what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam teaches us elsewhere. He asks Allah to protect us against the aggressors. And he says, Alhamdulillahi Qasim al-Jabbarin. All praise be to Allah, the defeater of the tyrants, the destroyer of the unjust. And he continues, Mubir al-Zalimin, Mudrik al-Haribin, wa Nakal al-Zalimin. The overtaker of the escapers, the punisher of the unfair, the resort of the resorters, and the responder of the applicants. In this statement, the oppressed ones in the world are given hopes and are actually encouraged not to despair. So it makes them realize that God remembers them because He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the destroyer of the tyrants, because He is the opponent of the vicious ones. So it is evident that Islam has a completely firm view towards the Muslim social parties, and it severely punishes those who make troubles for these foundations.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Aleem. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ob az bala va asfar. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, we understood how important the organization of Islam is, and it is evident from these parts of the supplications we looked so far that those ones who make troubles for these organizations are to be severely punished. Even in some verses of the Holy Quran, the punishment for troublemakers in some cases is killing, because the verse of the Holy Quran says, لَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهِ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ لَنُغْرِيَنَّكَ بِهِمْ ثُمَّ لَا يُجَاوِرُونَكَ فِيهَا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. If the hypocrites and those in whose hearts is a disease and the agitators in the city of Medina do not desist, we shall most certainly set you over them. Then they shall not be your neighbors in it but for a little while. Cursed, wherever they are found, they shall be seized and murdered. A horrible murdering. So there are many such decisive verses in the Holy Quran, as well as the traditions. And so what I mean to say here is that the policy is to protect the prestige of the Muslim nation. And this prestige is strongly protected by God. And this is what we have been learning throughout the different parts of the traditions and supplications. The Holy Quran says, فَقُتِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So the roots of the people who were unjust were cut off, and all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the world. So this Islamic system and organization is deemed very crucial by the infallible imams, and as we saw in the world, in the words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. For example, other imams also have few of the concepts in supplications referring to this. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, and other imams, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, have some words regarding this organization of the Muslims. Of course, what was mentioned was just a few of the concepts included in the supplications offered by the infallible imams. We hope that what we said will be of use for the dear listeners. Thank you for staying with us. All praise is due to Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us.
If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge, exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guidance to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 31st letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he has mentioned very important points that can be used by people who have leadership roles. And in the previous sessions, we discussed about the fact that the heart needs to be attentive. The heart needs to have insight. The heart needs to have awareness, it has to be warned, and all of these different things. Generally, to have a heart that can take up the leadership role. But for that to happen, there are certain preliminaries. One of them, as we said, is that a person needs to keep a specific time for learning and increasing his ma'rifah and knowledge about Islam. Another thing that we discussed about in the previous session is to keep time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.